Good evening. The City of Boston and the Massachusetts Broadband Institute want to hear from you about your experiences with internet service, access to devices, and digital skills. To begin and to make sure we have a fair representation of all ages, what is your age?
60.
Thank you very much. And how would you describe your gender?
I'm a female.
Thank you. How would you describe your race or ethnicity?
Excuse me?
How would you describe your race or ethnicity?
Hispanic.
Thank you very much. And what is the highest level of schooling you have completed?
High school.
Thank you. Now, which of the following plans do you currently have? A home internet service plan?
Do you have internet, yes.
A data plan for a cell phone?
Excuse me?
A data plan for a cell phone?
No.
That one, not.
What okay. is this about? This for about what?
Yes, the this city, is a survey. What? Yes, this is a survey about your experiences with internet service, access to devices, and digital skills.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. Now, which company is your current internet service provider? Is it
Comcast?
Comcast. Thank you. Let me just add it here. And out of Xfinity, NetBlazer, Astound, formerly RCN, Starry, or Verizon? Just Comcast?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Now, how well does your home internet service work? Good enough to meet my needs? Not good enough to meet my needs.
It's good, though.
Okay. And how would you describe the affordability of your home internet service? Would you say it's very affordable, somewhat affordable, somewhat unaffordable?
It is affordable for me.
And is it somewhat or very?
Very.
Very, thank you. And how often do you experience each of the following with your home internet connection? Low connection speeds, would you say you experience very frequently, somewhat frequently, not too frequently, or not at all frequently?
Frequently.
Is it very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And what about dropped connections? Do you experience it not too frequently or not at all frequently?
Not at all.
Thank you. Now, how often would you say you use the internet? Almost all the time, many times a day, a few times a day, once a day, a few times a week, once a week or less? Once a week?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And which of the following do you regularly use the internet for? Search and or applying for benefits or resources for you and your family? Participating
research.
In your local I'm sorry?
Research.
Research. We do have a few options, a few categories. I don't know which one is the closest that for that one.
I do not.
Okay, so participating in your local community, general internet searching, reading the news, for work, healthcare or telehealth services, search and applying for a job, reading the news, and then we have using social media, finding transportation and information.
Some information, transportation.
Finding transportation information, and you said searching or applying for benefits or resources for you and your family?
No.
Okay. So the only two that I got was reading the news and finding transportation information. Another one that you would like to add?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Now, which of the following do you regularly use to access the internet? A library or community center? Public space such as a park or government building, a friend or family member's home, a workplace computer, weekend-free Wi-Fi or city-free Wi-Fi network, school, college, or a university, a business such as a restaurant, cafe, or a bookstore, or none of these?
None of them.
Thank you. Now, how frequently would you say you use the City of Boston Wicked Free Wi-Fi Network, which allows you to connect to the internet for free in public spaces? Would you say it's very frequently, somewhat frequently, not too frequently, not at all, or don't know what Wicked Free Wi-Fi is?
Not at all.
Not at all. Thank you. Have you heard about the Affordable Connectivity Program, ACP, that provides discounted internet services for low-income households?
Yeah, I hear something about it.
Thank you. And are you currently enrolled in the Affordable Connectivity Program, or ACP?
No.
And does everyone in your household have access to the services they need to meet their everyday needs for internet use? Let's say computers, smartphones, tablets, other internet-enabled devices?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Now, which of the following devices do you use regularly to access the internet? Cell phone, laptop computer, desktop computer, tablet, iPad?
Cell phone.
Thank you. And how confident would you feel using the internet for each of the following? Transportation information? Would you say it is very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Confident.
Very or just somewhat?
Very.
What about applying for benefits for you and your family?
No.
And is that a not too confident or not at all confident?
Not at all.
And then we have searching and applying for a job.
No.
Not at all or not too confident?
Not at all.
General internet searching?
Yeah.
And do you feel very confident, somewhat confident?
Confident.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. What about healthcare or telehealth services?
No.
Not too confident or not at all confident?
Not at all.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is participating in your local community.
Mm-mm. No.
Not at all confident or not too confident?
Not too confident.
Not too confident. Thank you. Now, have you ever taken any classes to improve your digital skills? Like this could be computer skills, navigating the internet, certain programs, etc.
No.
Would you be interested in digital skills training if it were offered free of charge?
No.
And how concerned are you, if at all, about internet safety? Would you say you're very concerned? Somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
And which of the following are you concerned about? That I or a loved one could be harassed or abused online? That I or a loved one could get scammed or tricked? That my data could get stolen or used without my consent? That I could be tracked or surveilled?
All of that.
All of them. Okay, thank you very much. Now, do you use any tools or resources to stay safe online?
I think so.
Okay. Is it... well, and how would you want me to record your answer? Because we just have yes or no.
What do you mean?
Yes. Yes. This is the question is, do you use any tools or resources to stay online? And we have the answers, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Now, which of the following tools do you use to stay safe online? An antivirus software? Yes or no?
Software, yeah. No.
A dual authenticator login?
Mm-hmm.
Password manager?
No.
Firewall?
No.
Secure Boston?
No.
Another one that you would like to specify?
Not really.
Okay, that's fine then. And how frequently do you use the City of Boston website? Would you say it's more than weekly, weekly, a few times a month, monthly, less than a month, or never?
Sometimes.
And is that weekly, a few times a month, monthly?
No, monthly probably.
Monthly, thank you. And when you use the City of Boston website, how well does it work for you? Would you say it works very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not well at all?
It works well.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Thank you. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. How many people, including yourself, currently live in your household?
No, just myself.
Okay, thank you. And do you live in an affordable housing?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. What languages are spoken regularly at home?
English.
And were you born on the island of Puerto Rico in the mainland United States or in another country?
Another country.
And which of the following best describes you? Heterosexual or straight? Gay or lesbian? Bisexual?
Straight.
Thank you. Are you transgender?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the U.S. Armed Forces?
No.
And do you identify as a person with a disability?
No.
Do you belong to a North American indigenous, native, or tribal group?
No.
Do you receive or take part in any of the following government programs? Social Security income? Yes or no?
No. No.
SNAP? The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program?
No.
WIC? Women, Infants, and Children?
No.
Mass Health or Medicaid?
No.
SSP or State Supplement Program?
No.
And another one that you would like to specify, or none of the above?
I work.
Oh, okay. So none of the above?
None of the above.
Thank you. Were you ever formerly incarcerated?
No.
And last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category.
I have no idea. It varies.
Is it below 25,000, 25,000 to 39,000, 40,000 to 59,000, 60,000 to 79,000?
Less than 25.
Less than 25. Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your time and have a wonderful day, ma'am.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.